We're getting to a time that we call this. It's called Silent Seas. When we come to Kids Church every Sunday, we have a time called Silent Seas. And it's the clue's in the name, really. For the next sort of 10 minutes, I want you to sit comfortably, shake out any fidgets, doing the grown-ups, shake out any fidgets. I want you to keep your eyes up the front. I'm going to be nice and quiet unless I ask you something, and you can put your hand up, and there might be a prize. But we're going to do for the next 10 minutes, I was intrigued by this kind of weird compass I've just discovered. What's compasses meant to do? What's a compass meant to do? Fantastic. Go and get yourself a prize from the prize freezer. North, south, east and west. And a compass that doesn't do that's not really very good at all. So we've been looking at a compass in Kids Church. And it's not kind of quite like your normal compass. In fact, it's this. I'll show you it now. Here it comes. Any second now. Oh, the tension's going to be again. There it is. It's called the Bible, isn't it? Well, how is the Bible a compass? It's something that we've been looking at that helps us find the right direction for our lives. In fact, we've been spending about the past 8 weeks looking at the Bible, learning what it's like, how to use it. So I'm going to invite, I think there's 8 or 9 people who've been at Kids Church last week. So come to the front if you're one of the people who've been to Kids Church and are going to do the talk about the Bible for me. So they know who they are. Shuffle along. Find your place. That's right. Here comes Catherine. Fantastic. So, these lovely people have been at Kids Church the past few months as we've been looking at our compass, the Bible. And we're going to just share with you some of the important things they have learnt as they've been looking at the Bible. So, if you want to, we'll start at this end. What's your name?
My name is Rose.
So this is Rose. Rose, tell us what you have learnt about the Bible. It should be the first picture now to go with this.
There are 66 books of the Bible. In the Bible, if you want to find something like
verse 8, you would find the thing, it was like Luke. You would find Luke and find the right chapter, like say 10. And the little numbers is our verse. The big numbers are chapters. 40 people wrote the Bible. It took 1,600 years to write the Bible. The Bible was written in 10 different countries.
Wow, lots of amazing facts about the Bible there. Who have we got next?
Catherine.
Hello, Catherine. So, Catherine, as we look at this next picture that goes along with these, I want you to explain what you've been learning about the Bible, Catherine.
We've been learning that the books in the Bible weren't written by God, but people who were inspired by God. God didn't tell them what to write, but he inspired them to tell a story in their own way. The Bible is not like a paint-by-numbers picture that has been created by a set of rules, but each book in the Bible is like a painting show of a painter store. The slides show lots of different pictures of the Queen, none painted by her, but all inspired by her. Like the books in the Bible tell us something about what people saw about God. Each of the pictures tell us something about what the painter saw about the Queen.
So, that's fantastic. So, look at those pictures of the Queen. Each one's different, but each one you can recognise the Queen. The artist was inspired by the Queen, but the Queen didn't tell them how to draw her. What's your name?
Joseph.
Joseph what?
Dylan Tom Coburn.
Right. Tom, tell us what you've been learning, Joseph Thomas Dylan Coburn.
Not Thomas. Tom.
Tom.
Joseph Dylan Tom.
Thank you.
It doesn't make sense if you start in the middle of a story, and it is good to read the Bible from the start.
Fantastic. And we talked about, do you know what those films are? Does it make sense if you watch Toy Story 3 before Toy Story 1?
No. Nope.
It kind of does. It's a good film, but when you see them in the right order, what happens?
It makes sense.
It all makes sense.
Why do you think it's important that we read and understand the beginning of the Bible? Did anything important happen at the beginning? Did anything go right or wrong?
Adam and Eve didn't obey what God said.
Fantastic. Well done. Thank you, Joseph. And we found out that things that happen at the beginning of the Bible, the whole rest of the Bible, in fact, even our lives today, don't always make sense unless we understand what happened at the beginning. Who have we got next? Who are you?
Aidan.
Looks like I know, so you can tell these lot.
The Bible is like a jigsaw puzzle because you need to know all the different pieces to understand the full Bible. So you need to know not just the little bits, but the whole Bible to understand it.
And what's that other picture of something close up?
Broccoli and a jigsaw of some lions.
So why is it like the broccoli as well?
Because you need to see the full picture to understand it.
Took all his words. So, there we go. So the Bible's interesting. Even if you just look at little bits, you can, oh, that's really interesting. Oh, it's gone again. The Bible's really interesting if you see little bits, but actually when you see the whole thing, it all fits together beautifully. Who have we got next? Tell everyone who you are.
Elizabeth.
And what did you discover about the Bible?
The Bible's a bit like a stick of rock, because all throughout it has Jesus' name in. Like in the story of Jonah, he was buried in a fish for 3 days and Jesus was buried for 3 days.
That's right. So Jesus is all the way through the Bible. Oh, is that important? Why do you think Jesus is all the way through the Bible?
Because...
Is he important?
Yeah.
And who have we got next? I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Tommy.
Tommy, what did you learn about the Bible?
That there are 4 Gospels and their names are Matthew, Mark, Luke and John.
And are they special books? What makes them different from all the other books inside the Bible? Can you remember?
That they're the first 4 books of the New Testament.
And are they different from any other books in the Bible? Do they tell us anything different?
They're the only four books that tell about Jesus' life.
That's right. Thank you very much. And does anyone know what the word gospel means, I wonder?
It means good news.
It means good news. And why do you think those 4 books are called gospels, Tommy?
Because Jesus is good news.
Fantastic. Well done. Thank you, Tom. Who have we got next?
My name is Rowan.
Next picture.
When Jesus died and rose again, he took away our sins. It means we no longer have to keep all of the Old Testament laws. Testament means promise. The Old Testament promised that the Saviour was coming. The New Testament is when the promise actually happened.
Wow. So what was finished? What was finished?
God's promise.
God's old promise. The Old Testament was finished when Jesus died. Who have we got next? Oh,
I'm Jamie. The Bible is finished, but this doesn't mean God's story is finished. God lives on and his promise... And his story will only be finished when his promise is completed and Jesus comes again. The end of the Bible shows that Jesus is gone in spiritual form, in human form, but he still lives on in spiritual form.
Well done. And finally we have, I think we might have to move over this way a little bit. Do you want to introduce yourself and tell them what you learned about the Bible?
I am Michael, and I've been learning about shadows as we did in the last everyone here thing. So you need to know like the whole picture of Jesus, you need to know him for yourself, not just a shadow. It's like in the Old Testament, you can't just read the Old Testament because that's just a shadow. You need to read the whole Bible as well.
Fantastic. And in the New Testament, it turns from a shadow. When you read about the Gospels, what's it like then?
It's like Jesus, it's knowing Jesus, basically.
So You get a more a colour picture, don't you? When you read about his life, it's not just a shadow. You see some of the details. But then, stand up. You look kind of familiar, actually. Is that right? Is that the real you? This is the flesh and blood Rose. Not just a picture, not just a shadow, and that's like it is with Jesus. We can know the shadow, we can get an impression of what Jesus is like. We can read the Gospels and get a full picture of what he's like. But then when you know Jesus for yourself, it's like meeting Rose, and she's fantastic. Get to know her. She's brilliant. Ailish, did you want to add anything else? Did you learn anything?
That the Bible wasn't just that it was inspired by God, not just God talking to Peter and just saying, write this down. He's just inspired by all that they have written in the Bible that's about his son and about the good news.
Should we give these people a round of applause? I think you guys, go and get yourself something from the prize freezer.